Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among dozens of people charged in connection with two investigations into sports betting and organized crime gambling. KXL's Heather Roberts on Billups' Portland court appearance.
Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups answered just yes or no questions from the judge, and after the hearing, he left the courthouse without talking to reporters. The NBA placed Billups on leave following his arrest. The Blazers canceled all media availabilities and later released a statement saying they are fully cooperating with the investigation. Assistant coach Tiago Splitter will coach Friday's game against the Warriors.
The NBA says Billups and Rozier have been put on leave. If you tend to gain weight in winter, new research published in Science says it may be due to fatty snacks and tricking your body into packing on the pounds. Study author Dr. Louis Patacci.
This was a selective advantage for cavemen and women, but now it has become a problem because you and I can go to a grocery store and get Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Eating saturated fats in winter leads the body into craving more of the hydrogenated fats found in snacks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Makita's built for the pros who show up early, who don't do shortcuts, only precise cuts. With tools built to last, job after job, year after year. Performance that pays off. Because when the job calls for the best, you answer. And when you need the best, you call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
College students are already gearing up for end-of-semester exams, which can add stress and anxiety for those already struggling with depression. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A recent study of more than 80,000 students nationwide found 32% report troubling symptoms of anxiety, and 37% report moderate to severe depression symptoms. The good news is those numbers have actually gone down compared to recent years, but psychologist Dr. Lisa Damore says many students still need help.
Normalizing anxiety helps. If a kid is becoming so anxious that they're avoiding things, that's a time to be concerned.
Today, many colleges do have robust mental health resources with counseling centers, trained RAs, and deans. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
President Trump has approved major disaster declarations for Alaska, Nebraska, North Dakota, and the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. However, he has denied requests from Vermont, Illinois, and Maryland. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, areas of frost with a freeze warning. Lows in the mid-30s near the coast, low 30s away from the water. With sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, warmer day. And up into the mid-50s this weekend, a few more clouds. It's 42 right now.
Fun, 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 till the daddy takes the T-Bird away. fun is all through.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
And we'll have fun,
fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful.
Be brighter.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my baby.
People of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
So sweet to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you.
But if you really love me on earth.
I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
I'm not afraid to die.
WRJN.
Such an easy game to play. I need was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
that girl. Yeah, it brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the run. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. You do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
From a life.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says on social media tonight he's ending all trade negotiations with Canada because of TV ads protesting U.S. tariffs. Tonight's post comes after Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said he'll double his country's exports to countries outside the U.S. because of the tariffs. The trade wars, meanwhile, are leaving U.S. soybean farmers hurting. Correspondent Lana Zack reports from Tama County, Iowa.
Soybeans are a huge business in the U.S. worth as much as $30 billion a year. But as a consequence of the trade war, the biggest importer, China, has completely stopped buying from U.S. farmers. Aaron Lehman is a fifth-generation family farmer and is also the head of the Iowa Farmers Union.
Is it worse than you expected?
Oh, it is. I don't know how many farmers who have approached me and said, you know, we thought that we would be having some trade tension, but we had no idea it would be this type of trade tension.
The federal government allocated $3 billion to help farmers. The Trump administration finalized plans to open up Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. CBS's David Schechter.
The decision is sparking intense backlash from environmental groups who warn drilling will industrialize the fragile Alaskan ecosystem, threaten animals such as caribou and polar bears, and accelerate the pace of climate change.
President Trump backed off his plan to surge federal agents into San Francisco after speaking to the mayor. As CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports, immigration agents do remain busy.
The operations in Chicago and Los Angeles continue. There are still Border Patrol teams there and across the country. Routine ICE operations are also happening in San Francisco. They are just mainly targeting people here illegally, but who also have criminal records. That Border Patrol operation has been scrapped, and that would have targeted people who are in the country illegally, irrespective of whether or not they have a criminal record.
The FBI says dozens of people in the NBA have been charged in connection with an alleged sports betting scheme and crime ring. Among those taken into custody were Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier, who's played for the Miami Heat since 2024. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch accuses Rozier of faking an injury during a game to help bettors.
Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes, and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit.
A link has been found between nighttime smartphone use and youth suicide. More from correspondent Meg Oliver.
A new study by Virginia Tech shows nighttime screen use and easy access to over-the-counter medicine is linked to teen suicide attempts. 2 out of 3 teens overdosed after 8 p.m. and 3 out of 4 were on screens right before.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Los Angeles launched a free Wi-Fi program for residents and visitors.
The global technology company Cisco partnered with Los Angeles and three organizations focused on improving the lives of Californians to connect residents of South Los Angeles to the Internet. City Council President Marquise Harris Dawson said he's seen digital inequity firsthand. People crouched next to a McDonald's trying to get their email and in their cars in library parking lots connecting to the Internet.
It was surprising to find that there was so much inequity with regard to the internet availability, speeds, costs, and all the rest.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
People magazine reports Britain's Prince Andrew's banner featuring his coat of arms has been removed from Windsor Castle. The displays there are typically only removed in cases of high treason or rebellions against the crown. Andrew has been removed from royal duties because of his relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Double
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, areas of frost with a freeze warning. Lows in the mid-30s near the coast, low 30s away from the water. With sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, warmer day. And up into the mid-50s this weekend, a few more clouds. It's 39 right now.
Deep inside.